You're listening to Rhema for Today.
The sin problem is a settled problem because God said it was settled. Not because I said it was settled. God said it's settled. He laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. He was manifested to put away sin. Hebrews 9:26 said, by the sacrifice of himself. Well, by the same token, the disease and the sickness problems are settled because God said he had settled them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Hallelujah, and they are. Well, the Word of God is alive and powerful. Now, I like another translation said of this verse, said, for the Word of God's a living thing. No, that's not talking. Jesus is living, but you wouldn't call him a thing, would you? No, he's a divine personality. No, he's talking about this holy written word, the word of God, the word written, the word spoken, if it's the word of God, is a living thing. You see, friends, what God says is. Now, what man says may be, but what God says is. And what God says is never maybe. It is always made good, not maybe, but made good. Hallelujah. God's word is a part of himself. Just as your word is a part of you. What you say reveals the real you. People come to trust in the you in your voice. Your voice and your words are you. That's you speaking. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus was God's voice. God, who at sundry times in divers manners in time past spake unto our fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Then Jesus was God's voice, wasn't he? What Jesus said, the Father said. Jesus was the Logos, the Word of God. See, there's two different Greek words translated word. One of them is Logos, the other is Rhema. When you read what Jesus said, or you hear it read, you are hearing God. You are hearing the living word. Hallelujah. God is back of what he's spoken. The throne of God is back of what he's spoken. God's character and Jesus' character are involved in what the Father, or Jesus, has spoken. So when he says, remember that was God speaking by the prophets? We just got through reading that. That was God speaking. So when he says, by the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 53:4, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That's God speaking to us. When he said that, then we know that our diseases were laid on him. When he climaxes that statement in the end of the fifth verse by saying, by his stripes we are healed, we know that we're healed because the word of God's alive. Hallelujah, it's a living thing. You see, healing, friends, like any other blessing that we might receive from God rest entirely on the integrity of God's Word. What does God's Word say? Well, you can read it there from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. We're talking about healing. He was wounded for our transgressions. That's the fifth verse. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord, or Jehovah, hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, isn't that strange that everybody would believe that he laid on him the iniquity of us all? And yet he took time to tell us that he also laid on him our sicknesses and diseases. Now, we believe that part of the scripture is alive. We believe that part of the scripture applies to us. We act upon it and it becomes alive to us. Well, he laid on him. What did he lay on him? The last statement said, the iniquity of us all. You see, that solves the sin problem. You know, there really isn't a sin problem. There's only the sinner problem. Because Jesus settled the sin problem. Are you listening to me? You see, Hebrews 9:26 said, but now once at the end of the ages hath he been manifest to put away sin. How did he put it away? By the sacrifice of himself. He solved the sin problem. The problem's a sinner problem. Get the sinner to Jesus and that's it. The sin problem is a settled problem because God said it was settled. Not because I said it was settled. God said it's settled. He laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. He was manifested to put away sin. Hebrews 9:26 said, by the sacrifice of himself. Well, by the same token, the disease and the sickness problems are settled because God said he had settled them. He laid our sicknesses, our diseases upon Jesus. He bore them. Hallelujah. God said by his stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. You see, 1 Peter 2:24, he deals with the sin problem again and he deals with the sickness problem again. Who his own self, speaking of the Word, the living Word, the Lord Jesus, who his own self by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Well, thank God that ends the discussion right there. You know why people have so many problems? They don't let the Word of God answer their questions. They don't listen to what the Bible said. They don't depend upon the integrity of God's Word. If God's Word's true, that ends this discussion. There's no use discussing whether it's the will of God to heal me or not. By whose stripes you were healed, the mind of God, you're already healed. There's no use of discussing. There's no use of listening to somebody that's saying, well, now maybe it's not God's will to heal me. You know, he may be using this sickness to deepen my piety, whatever that is. Well, he don't want to use something that he laid on Jesus. No, you see, it's just because people don't believe the Word. That's why they're getting all of these tangents of unbelief and get bound up then, tied up where the faith won't work. Come on back to the Word. Settle on the integrity of God's Word. Let God's Word be true and the word of man be a lie. You know, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. And so that settles it. That ends the discussion. Praise the Lord. By whose stripes ye were healed. Those diseases have been put away. The issue has been settled. So sickness and disease cannot, shall not, should not, and when you know the truth, will not, lord it over the believer any more than sin will lord it over the believer. Because, you see, the Bible declared, you know, we looked at the verse a number of times, and we just keep approaching from a different angle, keep coming back over the same scriptures. If you're going to teach on healing, there are just so many of them after all. Amen. If you're going to teach on the new birth, you keep preaching the same scriptures, don't you? You're going to teach on prayer, you keep teaching the same scriptures. You're going to teach on water baptism, you keep teaching the same scriptures. Well, so it is on healing. You see, remember Romans 4 or 6:14 said, for sin shall not lord it over you or have dominion over you. Same thing. For you are not under the law, but under grace. That's the reason sin can't dominate you. Because of what Jesus did. Blessed be God. He became our substitute. He took our place. Well, if sin, another translation said, sin in their translation, to the sin shall not have dominion over you, said sin shall not lord it over you. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but under grace. Well, if he settled the sin problem, and he did, and that's the reason sin can't lord it over you, because he put sin away by the sacrifice himself, then sickness and disease can't lord it over you. Because in that same plan of redemption, when he put away sin by the sacrifice himself, we just got through reading, he's wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. We read, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So you see, sickness cannot lord it over you. Then here's another favorite scripture of mine. I guess I've used this scripture more than any other one scripture in the New Testament through all of these years. I found it there on the bed of sickness. One of my favorites, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Here's why sin can't lord it over you. Here's why disease can't lord it over you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The margin says he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy That Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
It's Rhema Bible Training College 52nd graduation.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And it'll be live streamed.
That's right. That's Friday, May the 15th at 7 p.m. That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.